How did you do with this?
Pretty good.
Pretty good? What did you learn in... Huh? You're moving. Was it... What did you learn by doing it?
It clarified some things for me.
Okay.
That when I have a decision that I don't have to make right now, but we explored how, well, we explored the ecology of making that decision in the future and then seeing how everything lined up, that when I have to make that decision, it'll be okay.
Okay.
And that felt really nice.
All right.
Because I was afraid that when making that decision, I would wait and then my body would go no more and totally shut down. I've had that happen. And I didn't want to go there.
Mm-hmm.
And so it really clarified a lot.
Great.
It really helped.
Okay. So helped with clarification. What else did you notice?
I resolved an issue.
You did?
Yeah. Well, I was helped.
Well, yeah.
Just so matter of fact, yeah.
But still, in a short time, I must say, wow, this, I was able to make a big step forward.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, great. Now, did you find that some of these were more difficult to do than others? And some didn't seem to fit as well for the issue that you were working with?
Some were just fitting much better than others. I
Right.
Tried it this way, and then... I was sticking with one because this was just so producing so much results, so many results, so you just didn't have to go again.
Right, right. Okay. So you, again, just so that you know, you typically would not have to ever ask all of them. But if somebody's really stuck, you know, and they're feeling like they're at a choice point, like Rhea was, asking about every one of them brought different things up. So they were all useful in their own way, and it didn't take that terribly long to do that. Then you know, okay, these issues came up. Those we would do some NLP change process on, maybe some anchoring, maybe some guided search, maybe some strategy work or changing of submodalities or whatever to get it to work. So you know where you need to do the things to get full congruence. Yeah, Rashmi?
I enjoyed how Sebastian did. He asked me a couple of questions and he let me explain it. And where I got a little bit confused, he stopped me right there. And he asked me very direct, very firm question. And that got me out of like, oh wow, I never thought about that.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Mm-hmm. And did some of you notice that thoughts came up that you wouldn't have known you had?
Yeah.
Right.
Yes.
Okay.
Amazing.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think it really helps to be flexible with your order.
Oh, yeah, you know that.
Yeah, I mean, that, because elements of the later step will come up earlier, and then you just kind of file that away, and then when you go through it later, it even has more impact.
Right. Right. Well, the typical starting point for most people is, because it's simple, just to say directly, do you see any problems with this? Or as the guide, you're predicting, and if you can predict there might be a problem, just based on your experience with people, then you would help direct the person and ask an ecology question that will get them to realize there could be some ecology involved in it. If the ecology is not taken care of when you are doing an NLP change process with someone, it oftentimes will not work. Or it might work immediately and then it won't stick. And it's because there was this other part that had an objection, or there was, you weren't considering the other people involved, or whatever. So it does make a huge difference to take the time to make sure the person can be congruent about whatever it is that they're deciding. Yeah, Nance?
Now, if a person is trying just to think of something that has to do with them and not the family or anything, and it's just like two parts of themselves, then is that sort of like switching perceptual positions to say this part and this part?
Yes, and
that is what we did.
Yes, and that's precisely what we're going to be doing after lunch, is we're going to say, what if we have two parts in conflict, which many of us do under many circumstances, two parts in conflict, how do we deal with that? Because the ecology helps, but we're going to show you how you get the meta outcomes and positive intentions of both parts so that they can come to harmony about, at the core, this is what they want for the person, even though there's different ways to get it. So we'll be doing that next, just a little ahead of the game.